WCCC weather, mostly cloudy and showers, high 73 at 64 at The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
Weather brought to you by Hooters, where there's always something happening. The coldest beer, spicy wings, and of course, the hottest world-famous Hooter girls. Hooters, Manchester and Wethersfield.
Sebastian in the Morning Sports Flash. Here's Pete Lamoureux.
In a 25-hit barrage, including six homers for the Yanks in their 21-4 trashing of Tampa Bay. Rookie Shelley Duncan leading the charge. Two big flies and four RBIs. A-Rod, home run number 34. Hideki Matsui goes 5-for-6. New York stays 7.5 back in first place. Boston, the Red Sox beat Chicago 8-5. Manny Ramirez takes John Garland deep for a three-run shot on the first. Mike Lowell, a three-run bomb in the fifth. Save number 22 for John Papelbon, who gets out of a bases-loaded no-out jam in the ninth. Tim Wakefield, victory number 11. Elsewhere, Baltimore in back of Jeremy Guthrie, 2-0 over Oakland. Toronto in back of Roy Halladay, 8-0 over Seattle. Kansas City beat Detroit 5-2. It was the Angels 7, Minnesota 2. And Cleveland wins the Sunday nighter 8-3 over Texas. National League, Mets tied in the ninth on a Matt Kemp error. They win it in the 10th on a base hit by Chip Ambraise. New York over L.A. 5-4 to take 3 out of 4 in the series. Their lead 3.5 in the East. The St. Louis scores 5 times in the 10th. They knock off Atlanta 7-2. Philly wins at San Diego 9-0. Florida 9, Cincinnati 3. Washington beat Colorado 3-0. Arizona by the same score over Chicago. The day off for Barry Bonds in Milwaukee in a 7-5 game against San Francisco. Eastern League, Trenton 5 in the ninth. They beat the Rockettes 7-5. The defenders over New Hampshire 3-2. And the Red Sox play at Cleveland tonight. John Lester will make the start as first since being diagnosed with cancer. Still no major title for Sergio Garcia as Patrick Harrington defeats Garcia in the four-hole playoff to capture the British Open. After Harrington double bogeyed 18 in regulation, Garcia could have won it with a par. Instead, he bogeyed. Then Harrington won by 2 shots in the aggregate playoff, and he's the first Irishman in 60 years to win the Open Championship. Federal authorities believe that former NBA ref Tim Donaghy will cooperate with the probe that he made calls to affect the point spreads on which he or his partners had wagered. This, according to the New York Daily News. At Cycling's Tour de France, the victory for Alberto Contador in stage 14, the overall lead, 2 minutes, 31 seconds for Michael Rasmussen. At the Check of Sports, I'm Pete Lamoureux on The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
Pete Sports brought to you by Today's Tech, the place to start your career with computers. Train in Microsoft networking, Cisco routing, computer repair, and more. Go to earnmorein2007.com.
Now, back to Sebastian in the Morning on The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
727. If you want to tape this next statement and play it back to me in a couple of weeks, I might deny it. I'm rooting for the Red Sox tonight.
What?
Wow. And it has nothing to do with gambling because I'm not going to bet on them. I'm just, all things considered. I'll make an
amended statement.
Yes, thank you. I hope John Lester pitches wins. Well.
Yes.
All right, I don't necessarily care if they win or lose. But, I mean, I thought this kid had a lot of guts when he came up a year and a half, and he didn't ever really got a chance to prove how good he could be. And then to get cancer, I mean, cancer sucks. And it's just one of those damn lousy diseases that we'll never find a cure for, and there's no rhyme or reason as to who gets it. Now, I know you can increase your chances of getting it if you don't keep yourself in shape. And you eat bad foods and you have a lousy diet and stuff. But, I mean, to get cancer when you're 22 or 23 years old just defies all kinds of logic. If you get it in your 60s or your 70s, you can actually say, well, I had a pretty good life and it was just a compilation of a lot of things that I may or may have not done wrong. But no one should get stricken with cancer at 22 years old. Just not fair. And to see him bounce back from this, you know, go through all of the different things that he's had to do, and now he gets his chance tonight to pitch. And it's kind of a feel-good story. And you got to just hope that he does fairly well and he maintains his health and that he lives a long life. That's the important thing.
What kind of cancer did he have?
It was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still enough to scare the hell out of you.
No, absolutely. Oh, no.
I mean, just a word. I mean, it's scary. It's absolutely scary because it's one of the few things that you can't treat. And I know that, I mean, I go online now almost daily. And you know that I'm a big homeopathic freak. And I believe in all of these different things like Ageless Extra. And, I mean, antioxidants you know will will prevent as much cancer as possible, but it's not foolproof and it's not 100% guaranteed. I just need to know that if I'm ever stricken with it, what my game plan is going to be. And I go on online daily to make sure that I'm armed and I have enough information that I can make some intelligent decisions, because I don't want doctor's help. I just don't. You saw what happened to Tammy Faye Baker. She died over the weekend. Did she just look awful down at her final days? I mean, I don't even know how she got on television.
I'm glad that everybody in their memoriams are showing old pictures of her, though, at least. They're not showing that Larry King interview picture.
But I mean, she was on Inside Edition or whatever that 7 o'clock show is that goes up against Jeopardy on Friday. And I mean, I couldn't even look at the picture. I mean,
those were all clips from the Larry King interview.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. 65 pounds, and she joked. She was joking. I gained 5 pounds.
I mean, I don't know how you can do it. I just don't know how you. It's sad. But everybody's got a way that they want to try to go after it, and it's just one of those bad diseases that it just. I'll take you, and I'll take you, and I'll take you, and that's all there is to it. What's that?
John Lester is beating it, and also not the first Red Sox player to have cancer. Tina Cervasio last night said that Mike Lowell was a cancer survivor also.
Yeah, testicular cancer, yeah.
Well, testicular cancer is...
Oh, that's the good cancer
to
get?
No.
Is that what you're going to say?
No, I was going to say that you've heard a lot of reports of people that get that and diagnose it at an early enough stage that they can beat it. I mean, John Kruk had it, too. He had to have... one of his balls cut off.
I remember him wearing that T-shirt. I'm going to take my ball and go home. He's so funny. Kruk's funny.
If you can have a sense of humor. I mean, I know a lot of times the umpires would joke around with him when he was playing. And he'd get up and they'd say, he'd take a pitch outside and the umpire would go, ball one, or should I say one ball? I mean, you know, they did everything to try to keep the guy focused so that he'd have a good time. So Lester pitches tonight and... Again, I hope everything works out for him. But if I ever get stricken, you will not find me going to a hospital. I'll be I'll be taking pineapple juice or goji berry juice or anything I possibly can and saying a lot of prayers. 7:32. All right. This story broke on Friday after the show was over, so I really didn't have a chance to talk about it. If you go to the New York Post over the weekend and look up this Donaghy fellow from the NBA, one of the things that I thought was kind of unusual is they have a picture of his house in the background in color. It's a big pink hacienda in, I think, Bradenton. And it looks very similar to the Don Cesar Beach Resort in St. Petersburg Beach, which is just a palace. Al Capone stayed there in the 20s and Babe Ruth, and they've modernized it over the past several years and give it a new facelift. But anybody that's got money, when they go to Florida, if it's that part of the Gulf Coast, will stay at the Don Cesar Hotel. It's very expensive. It's beautiful. And it's a 30-minute drive from Tampa.
During the NCAA tournament, that's where the team stays.
Oh, yeah. So if you look at this picture on page 6... of the New York Post over the weekend, you see his house in the background, and it looks very similar to the Don Cesar Beach Resort. Now, how much money did Tim Donaghy make as an official? They get between, and this is a wide scale based on how long you've been in service.
Right.
Minimum they get is $100,000, and I think the maximum is about
$300,000.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's just look at this for a second before we get into the intricacies of gambling and the effects of it and the like. $300,000 is a pretty comfortable lifestyle. You would think that a guy making $300,000 would not be, influenced in order to do something like that. And or at least to the point where if you got $300,000, you don't have to bet a lot. I mean, gambling at that point, if you're making $300,000, should be a hobby.
Recreational activity.
Yes, recreational. And they would have never caught this guy, other than the fact that the Gambino crime family is being investigated for the past couple of years, and the government was monitoring phone calls of these alleged crime figures. And somebody on the tape mentioned something about this guy, and it came to light, and they've been tailing this guy for quite some time to see what he's been doing. You don't want to be this guy today. This guy is now in a damned if I do, damned if I don't situation.
He's going to snitch.
Oh, hey, sure he is.
He's snitching on anybody and everybody.
He's snitch. But he's trying to save his own ass. The only thing is,
he's trying to save that pink house.
But his life is in danger now. I mean, they could make Sopranos 2 out of this story over the past couple of days, and it would be riveting. And if you've been following sports for as long as I do, you know that of all the games that referees, umpires, and the like can manipulate, the easiest game to fix is basketball, without a doubt. Maybe if you're a home plate umpire, you might be able to twist a game in a certain direction in terms of the totals. And for those of you who are uninitiated, when you bet on sports, not only can you bet on which team is going to win and by how much, but you can also bet on how many runs in a baseball game or how many points are going to be scored in a football or a basketball game. And the bookmakers in Las Vegas or overseas will put up a number such as 195 for an NBA game. And you can then bet as to whether or not both teams collectively will score over 195 points or under 195 points. And these are the type of situations. Never mind who wins the game. You can crook these games so easily as a referee so that no one would notice because you're not affecting the team that wins the game. You're only affecting who's covering the point spread. So if you're a favorite, for example, and there's about 8 different games that he officiated during the course of the past couple of years that have now come under scrutiny because of weird calls being called at a certain point in the game and so on and so forth, because he had money on these games. And he got some big-time gambling debts because he was a gambler. And this is not like Pete Rose now, okay? I mean, Pete Rose was betting on his own team to win. Let's not confuse. There was nothing shady or crooked going on. Pete Rose, even though he shouldn't have been doing it, was betting on the Reds to win every night, and he was so proud of his own team and organization and probably thought they were a lot better than they were that he would bet with local bookies that the Reds would win. Now, what did this guy do? Well, this is a little different. This guy, bragged too much on golf courses and the like that he was a gambler, and he got, people started investigating, ratted him out. And then he got into these low-level mob wannabes, told him that because I know the things that you're doing, if you don't let us win some games, then we're going to turn you in. So he thought, now that I'm in this deep, a couple of low-level mob figures want to win some money on basketball games, I guess I could call a few extra whistles or a couple of technical fouls, and nobody would know the difference. But man, if you're betting, say, $20 or $50 or $100,000 on a game and a team is winning by, say, 7 points and the line is 5, you can do a couple of things very easily to bring that game under the point spread so that the underdog will cover but not necessarily win the game. And here are some of them. Let's see how ironic these are. Portland 21-20 fouls. Okay, I mean, they went through a back list of all the games in the NBA over the past couple of years and transcripts of 140 games in the past 2 seasons that he worked to see if the games that he refereed had different type of outcomes than the others. And they found out there were some glaring differences. Check this one out. November 24, 2006. Atlanta 97, Toronto 93. Atlanta was favored by 3, and they won by 4. Now, look, I've seen enough games to know that happens a lot anyway. But up by 3, 17 seconds to play, a foul's called on T.J. Ford, which sends Joe Smith to the line where he makes a free throw and solidifies the three-point cover. Generally, you don't see referees calling fouls in the last couple of seconds in a game. Earlier, the head coach got a technical foul after clashing with officials. Donaghy slapped a technical on Toronto guard Derek Martin for a technical for talking from the bench. I'm teeing you right up. I need to make myself an extra $20,000 tonight, and I got to make sure that your team doesn't cover. December 2006, Orlando head coach Brian Hill storms the floor after his dominating big man, Dwight Howard, fouls after 19 minutes of play. Amari Stoudemire led Phoenix with 30 points, shooting 12 of 14 at the free throw line. Howard, on the other team, did not attempt one free throw in the entire game. January 2007, Philadelphia 118, Cleveland 115. The game turns after Cleveland center Zydrunas Ilgauskas fouls out on a questionable call after appearing to block a shot with 2:24 left. The Cavs, leading by three entering the fourth quarter, were called for 12 of 24 team fouls in the fourth quarter and overtime. April 2007, point spread is pick 'em, even. Nets win by four. AP reports that Washington players losing the game by four felt unfairly treated and writes, this game was full of head-scratching calls, but the Wizards' Deshaun Stevenson did not draw a foul on two drives in the final minute. And I mean, there's a litany of games like this that are all outlined in all the New York papers over the weekend. And the guy was, in addition to being crooked, had a wicked temper. There's been reports that he got in a big fight with a mailman. The guy was just dropping stuff off, and somehow the mailman's truck got caught on a recycling bag that he had put out on his front lawn to be picked up for the garbage. And he got all upset over that and chased the guy and almost got into some fisticuffs. When he was living in Pennsylvania in 2005, a neighbor sued him, accused him of cursing at them, setting fire to their tractor, following him around on a local golf course, and driving the people's golf cart into a ditch. And his comments on that were, unfortunately, it hasn't worked out with the neighbors, and we've decided to move. So, I mean, this guy's got a history, you know, since he's been in the NBA of having, you know, a quick fuse or a short fuse. And now it's like, what do I do now? They've sent the cameramen to the house in Florida, and they've put up the gates. I mean, it just looks like something out of a soap opera. And now he has reluctantly agreed to testify and give names. Don, can you put my voice in the filter? Because now he's getting the death threats.
There we are. Are we there?
No.
It's not working?
No.
That's
cool. They took it away.
All right.
In any case, he's now going to have to testify. He's going to give names. He's already received death threats from members of the mob. If you testify against us, you will die. And it's going to get ugly before it gets better. We'll talk more about this after the break. It's 7:42 on The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
Need Ozfest tickets? Additional lawsuits are being released for Ozfest in August 18th show in Hartford. You can get them at the Chevy Theater box office in Wallingford. The Dodge Music Center box office in Hartford is closed. Do not show up there. No one will be working. You got to go to the Chevy in Wallingford. There's a 4-ticket limit while supplies last. The Chevy Theater box office is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Additional tickets will also be distributed at participating FYE stores in the near future. More info to be announced about that in the next couple days. And of course, The Rock will also have your tickets. Keep listening for details.
Picture your neighborhood. You know it well, don't you? Where all the bad bumps are, that hill you always go down a bit faster than you expect. The names of your neighbors, their kids, even their pets. But did you know that your neighborhood could be one of the most dangerous in America? Fact is, every year, 3.2 million car accidents happen within 5 miles of home. And having just one accident can raise your insurance rates. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness, part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection for dangerous neighborhoods like yours. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Connecticut area Allstate agent or 1-888-ALLSTATE. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Summer is here, and I'm loving it. Nothing to do but kick back and relax.
Daddy, Daddy, watch me!
Whoa, big splash. You know, I've got better things to do this summer than worry about the high cost of energy. So I'm determining my own energy future. I've become a summer saver.
The Summer Saver Rewards Program, managed by Connecticut Light and Power and United Illuminating, can help you save money on energy. Now through September 30th, reduce your electric use by at least 10% compared to last summer and get credit on the bill generation charge of your November electric bill. You can save 10, 15, even 20%. With programs from the Connecticut Energy Efficiency Fund, it's easy to save energy and money. Call 1-877-WISE-USE to enroll today.
Daddy.
You should become a summer saver. Your energy future is in your hands.
Log on, learn more, lower your energy bills. Visit ctenergyinfo.com. Certain restrictions apply. Contact your utility company for details. This ad paid for by CLNB and UI customers.
Fill it up, please.
I like your car.
Oh, thanks. It's a Toyota Camry.
Oh, I know. Motor Trend Car of the Year? Bet you paid a lot.
Actually, I got a $199 a month lease.
$199 a month? How's your gas mileage?
It's rated at 34 mpg.
34?
It's a Toyota Camry.
Great.
Yeah. So, can I get some gas?
You know, I barely make any money off of you. You fill up about as often as the seasons change. And with your $199 a month lease, I know you have the money. But do you ever buy anything from my snack cart?
No, sorry.
Sorry doesn't send my kids to college.
Okay, I'll take a beef jerky.
Mm-hmm.
And an air freshener.
See how much fun this is? I'm glad you saved so much on your Toyota. Smart. For the both of us.
Toyota. A smart way. To keep moving forward.
2007 EPA highway estimate for four-cylinder Camry with five-speed manual transmission. Actual mileage may vary. Offer on a new 2007 Camry CE for 36 months with $1,999 to its signing plus taxes and fees. Unapproved credit, secured to deposit waived, varies by region. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 73107.
Oh, I see you got the sprinklers on, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
Today is like the hottest day ever.
Certainly does cool things down, huh?
Oh, yeah. The minute I put these on, I was refreshed. It's beautiful.
You know, it's funny.
What's that?
We've never had sprinklers. Here. Inside the office.
There's an easier way to refresh yourself. Get the new thirst-quenching Dunkin' Donuts iced tea. Freshly brewed. It's a delicious way to beat the heat on a busy day.
Hey, if you want to soak your feet or something, my file cabinet just filled up with water, so...
Oh, thanks.
The new refreshing Dunkin' Donuts iced tea in original peach and raspberry, sweetened and unsweetened. America runs on Dunkin'.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts today and try their new freshly brewed iced tea. Try one in original, raspberry, or peach flavor. Price and participation may vary.
It's Twisted Tea Tasting Time.
Join the girls of the rock for TSI Harley-Davidson Night tonight at New Britain Stadium with the New Britain Rock Cats from 5:30 to 7:30 for a Twisted Tea Tasting at the Samuel Adams Rooftop Grill. Sample delicious flavors like original Twisted Tea and new Twisted Tea Light. Win great Twisted Tea prizes. That's from 5:30 to 7:30 tonight with the girls of the rock at New Britain Stadium with the New Britain Rock Cats. Twisted Tea. True iced tea taste in a hard iced tea. Be a little twisted.
An email for Sebastian. The address is Sebastian at WCCC.com.
Of the people, for the people.
That's the Windsor Locks Federal Credit Union.
You've been hearing this for the past year. Now let's hear what it really means to be the people of Windsor Locks Federal Credit Union.
I'm one of the people. When I wanted a pool and deck in my backyard so I could have mini vacations, a no-hassle home equity loan from WLFCU made it happen.
Of the people, for the people.
A no-hassle home equity loan from WLFCU helped me put my son through college, leaving a little extra money for a much-needed hot tub for yours truly.
Of the people, for the people.
I'm one of the people. Taking family vacations is fun, but it can also be costly. Not so much with our brand new camper. Thanks, Windsor Locks Federal Credit Union, for bringing our family together.
Secure a loan for your dream vehicle today, whether it's an RV, trailer, boat, or a motorcycle. WLFCU makes it easy with less red tape.
Your savings federally insured to at least $100,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government.
WCCC weather, mostly cloudy with showers and a few periods of rain likely today. High 73, 65 at The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
Weather is brought to you by your local Dodge dealer, where Zero Plus is back. Now qualified buyers can take advantage of 0% APR financing, plus up to $1,000 bonus cash on select vehicles. Hurry into your Dodge dealer today.
And now, random news. Here's Mary Scanlon.
A couple years ago, 20-year-old Brittany Austin Fort and Michelle Phillips were roommates in Holly Hill, Florida. They were best friends until things got a little strange. Michelle started looking like Brittany, dressing like her, and even got a tattoo on her hand just like Brittany's. So the two girls had a falling out. Michelle moved out. And last year, about a year after they went their separate ways, Brittany got a call from the cops and learned some fascinating details about Michelle. First of all, Michelle is really a dude named Richard Phillips. He-she had been busted for prostitution, and when he-she got arrested, he-she produced a driver's license that said he was Brittany. He had stolen his old roommate's identity. The cops were calling Brittany because Richard told them that she would totally bail him out of jail. Brittany said no. Then Richard called Brittany's boss for bail. Brittany says, the whole time I thought he was a girl. We had been friends. He was there for me during my whole pregnancy. Whenever anyone asks Richard for his name, apparently he answers, it's Brittany Austin Fort. It's going to take Brittany a little while to get rid of that prostitution charge off of her record. Huh. Tomorrow, your skills in cooking French fries, so they're perfectly golden brown and crispy, is about to get a little more lucrative. In case you haven't heard, the federal minimum wage goes up tomorrow from $5.15 an hour to $5.85 an hour. Only about 1.7 million Americans make $5.15 an hour or less last year. This is the first time the federal minimum wage has gone up in a decade, and it's going to go up another 70 cents next summer and again in the summer of 2009, ending up at $7.25 an hour. For a 50-week, 40-hour day, that means $14,500 a year before taxes in a salary if you make minimum wage. In case you're wondering, the federal poverty level for a single person is $10,210, and for a family of three, it's $17,710. An advertising promotion for a Roswell, New Mexico car dealership has backfired. A direct mailer had 50,000 scratch-off games touting a grand prize of $1,000. The small type said, odds of winning, 1 in 50,000. So out of those 50,000, they had one $1,000 winner. Well, it turns out that every single one of those scratch-off tickets were winners. All of them. Every single one, $1,000 winner. The dealership's general manager blamed the Atlanta-based marketing firm for printing the ads with a typographical error. Oh, the dealership's being pretty kind and offering a $5 Walmart gift card to everybody who got one. The marketing company sent representatives to Roswell. They said they're going to give anyone who came to collect that day a chance to win $5,000 in a drawing. Then the company would also hold another series of drawings where 20 people would win $1,000 apiece. Thanks so much. That's your random news. I'm Mary Scanlon.
A run-through on traffic is brought to you by the law firm of Trantolo and Trantolo. 84 eastbound tied up, 41 through 44. Then again, the Sisson Avenue exit up to the tunnel. 84 west slows at Governor Street. Then you got stop and go Bulkley Bridge on through the tunnel. 91 northbound gets crowded, 27 up through 29. 91 southbound slows down at 38, down to 36 or so. Then you open up a bit, then you hit stop and go 34 to the 84 interchange. Route 2 westbound, dealing with the typical delays between 8 and 5D, and then again 4 to the 84 merge. Traffic brought to you by the law firm of Trantolo and Trantolo. Listen every Friday morning for the Biker Report with Kowalski, brought to you by the law firm of Trantolo and Trantolo. Only on The Rock.
There's a trend now with girls that wear them low rider.
Uh-huh.
So they have the coin slot.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you walk over and you... little pinky action. I call it stinky pinky.
Ah, there you go.
Do you do it in public? I do it in public, private, everywhere, all over the place.
Wow,
you
know, so you're one of these people, aren't you?
You know what's fun to do after that?
What?
Get a little sniff.
Oh,
there's been one question that I've had for a long time, and finally, it's answered. Why we have sex. One of the top reasons.
Yes.
Love.
Oh, they did not. Come on.
Now look, it's right here. This next one is kind of creepy. It brings me closer to God.
I'm going
to
say, these reasons would be pretty much similar on a list of why do you smoke weed?
Very true.
Next time on Cozy in the Afternoon.
We have your tickets to Family Values.
This is the WCCC.
Cox High Speed Internet Research Lab, Jack speaking.
Hi, this is Ted down in accounting.
What's up, Ted?
My office is right below yours.
Right?
What's with all the noise up there?
Ted, we're launching Power Boost. It makes Cox High Speed Internet's already fast downloads even faster.
Our customers should really love that, and I'll love getting back to work as soon as you turn that thing off.
Sorry, Tedley, no off switch. Power Boost is here to stay. See you, pal.
Introducing Power Boost. It's an extra boost of speed that will make Cox High Speed Internet's already fast downloads even faster. Power Boost is fast, it's free, and it's one more thing you can't get with AT&T DSL. Cox Communications, your friend in the digital age.
Call today to get Cox High-Speed Internet for as low as $9.95 a month for 1 year when you bundle. To order, call Cox at 1-800-826-3039.
Available to residential customers and Cox Wired serviceable areas who subscribe to preferred or premiered service tiers. Modem required. Actual speeds may vary. Additional fees and other restrictions apply. Power Boost is a trademark of Comcast Corporation.
This darn tree is driving me crazy.
This tree has been here forever, and it gives the house a lot of shade.
Yeah, but every time I mow the lawn, I find sticks and branches all over the place. Not to mention the leaf nightmare I have every fall.
Well, now that you mention it, there are a few branches that look dead.
Look out!
The house is ruined!
You've heard the expression, a day late and a dollar short. If you have trees in your yard, don't hesitate to call Property Maintenance. 242-4411. 242-4411. Total Property Maintenance can let you know what trees need to be removed. You might have a tree interfering with your driveway, your sidewalk, or foundation. Maybe just several trees that no longer blossom. Don't do it yourself. Call Total Property Maintenance, 242-4411, and let a professional take care of it. 242-4411, or online at treebegone.com. 242-4411, or click on treebegone.com.
Okay, Mr. Opportunity again, and if you're hearing my voice, then you know it's Honda clearance time, and that means you could be looking at some pretty impressive savings on the Pilot, the Ridgeline, or the Element. We're outside this Honda dealership talking to people who obviously know a good opportunity when they see one. Hey, Steve, that's a nice-looking Ridgeline you're standing next to there.
Yeah. Room for five, a 247-horsepower V6 engine, and that lockable in-bed trunk. It's a real winner.
Whoa, sounds like you really did some homework.
Well, frankly, Mr. O, I've always thought I could be a pretty good spokesperson for Honda.
Oh, really?
Any chance you'd want to take on a partner?
Well, actually, I work alone.
So I'm Stevie. I'm back, and I'm knocking.
No, you don't understand, Steve.
Looking for a sweet deal on a new Pilot, Ridgeline, or Element?
No, really, I can't.
But like Stevie always says, it's your money. I'm just trying to...
I'm just going to say thanks a lot, Steve. I'll have my animator contact your agent.
Cool.
The 2007 Honda Clearance. I'm Mr. Opportunity. I'm back.
We're back.
Right. And I...
We're knocking.
You know, it's a jungle out there, and it's risky. Not just for an endangered species like me, a cokey tree frog, but for other important things like your ideas. If you're an inventor or someone with a good idea, you need to protect what you've created.
The Law Offices of J.D. Gregory presents The Inventor's Workshop. Learn how to build a business around your ideas, from patents to copyright and trademarks, to how to market, license, and sell your invention. Register today with the Law Office of J.D. Gregory at 617-491-2228 or go to jdlawpc.com.
To register for the Inventor's Workshop, call 617-491-2228. That's 617-491-2228 or go to jdlawpc.com.
Registered patent attorney, admitted attorney in New York and Massachusetts.
More Sebastian in the Morning is coming up. On The Rock, 106.9, WCCC, Hartford.
If you want to come to Briarwood College, I'm here to walk you through the entire process from the day you walk in to the day you graduate.
Learn how Stacy can assist you in starting college.
Not only do I work at Briarwood now, but I'm also a graduate. Briarwood should be your number one choice. So if you're interested in coming down and talking to me about coming to Briarwood at any time, I'd love to speak with you.
Contact Stacy or another admissions director at 877-Briarwood or go to iambriarwood.com. Realize your potential at Briarwood College.
Hi, I'm Deborah. Briarwood College is a family atmosphere, and students feel that the minute they get on campus. They're going to get into a career-oriented program that within 2 years is going to allow them to be out in the working world and feel confident about themselves and be successful people. Give me a call today at 1-877-BRIARWOOD. I'm Deborah. I am Briarwood.
Contact Deb or another admissions director at 877-BRIARWOOD or go to IamBriarwood.com. Realize your potential at Briarwood College.
We got CDs, we've got t-shirts, we've got, oh, what have we here?
WCCC.
A rock and roll radio station.
Music.
No, let's do it, y'all.
Minutes. You're on the air, numbnuts, so talk already.
Tom Morello is finding peace now that Audioslave is defunct. The guitarist says that even though he hasn't spoken with Chris Cornell in months, things have worked out well for all involved. He says, it's okay. I think our time together was great. In a way, we very much helped revive one another personally and musically. And when he decided to quit the band, no, that opened a door for me. I started the Night Watchman record and then Rage Against the Machine reunited. So it's all good. Incubus guitarist Mike Einzinger is burning with a new musical passion. The Axeman told Billboard.com he's starting to work on a symphony. Mm-hmm. That's right, a symphony. The idea came around after the guitarist's surgery to relieve carpal tunnel syndrome. He says, I couldn't play guitar for a couple months, so I started studying music again. And I learned that there were a lot of gaps in my musical knowledge. So while studying with a music teacher, his interest in pursuing a symphonic project continued to grow. He says there's probably going to be 3 movements, 40 minutes of music. It's a lot of music to write. He wants the piece to be on par with other composers. Good for you. Opening and expanding your horizons. And here's from the Yawners file we have here at the Music Minute. Motley Crue frontman Vince Neil says he's currently on tour with his solo band. He's been playing a couple of old Motley Crue tracks, but he says it isn't a tribute to Motley Crue's heyday because today is Motley Crue's heyday. That's right. He tells the Toledo Blade, we're bigger now than then. The fans are exactly the same as they were back then. But now we have a larger age difference. Now it's a new generation of rock and roll fans. So Vince Neil's telling us that he thinks that they're bigger now playing small club venues than when they were doing Home Sweet Home in Coliseums.
Sounds like a Dice Clay story to me.
Vince, weird. That's your Music Minute on The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
Sebastian in the Morning brought to you in part by Snapple.
Now, back to Sebastian in the Morning on The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
8 o'clock, WCCC FM Hartford. Mike Rispino in the 9 o'clock hour. Talk a little bit more about these big gambling allegations against Tim Donaghy. I mean, they're probably more than allegations. I mean, he's admitting. He's going to testify now, and the mob's coming after him. It's going to get ugly. Very ugly. But before we go back to that, joining us now is the pen pal expert. She writes letters to soldiers. Janet Centauri. Hello, Janet. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How did this all come about?
It started during Desert Storm.
Well, you're going back to the early 90s now,
way
right?
Way back, yeah. I've been writing for years.
And who did you, how did you get the desire to do that? I mean, where did you get the names from? Were these neighbors or relatives or what?
No, I was watching the news when the, parents were saying goodbye to their kids, and it just built up a lot of emotion. I mean, I couldn't imagine being away from my kids. And at that time, Dear Abby had her campaign.
Yeah.
And that's how I got started.
Did you, I'm sure you have kids of your own, right?
I have 3 girls.
Oh, no boys?
No.
So you started writing to people back in the 90s, and where did you get the names from?
Dear Abby, at that time.
So they were just names out of the newspaper? You didn't know these people from a hole in the wall?
Nope.
And what percentage of them wrote back to you?
I'd say maybe 40%.
And, I've always thought of adopting people as a pen pal, but I'm always asking for what kind of clothes people are wearing. You didn't do anything like that, I suppose.
No. I didn't.
did you like the attention that you were getting as a result of this? I'm sure you didn't do it with that in mind, but you're kind of a celebrity in your own right now. How are you affected by that?
I'm not really. That was my only wish, just to meet one, just for my own satisfaction and just for them to actually meet me and put a face with letters. It's just too overwhelming, you know.
Now this is not snail mail. Are you talking about email or actual letters that you write by hand and put them in the mailbox?
No, I do both. The majority were handwritten letters because until this past war, they didn't have access to email. And a lot of them still don't, depending how remote area they're in.
So when you send a letter out to the troops, do you have any idea how long it takes to get there or whether these troops are receiving the mail at all?
Yeah, it does take about 2 weeks to get there. Sometimes it'll get there in 10 days, but for the most part, it's 2 weeks. And the majority of them write back. Sometimes you don't get a response back, but from the sites that we go to, you still keep writing. I generally write an initial letter, you know, introducing myself, telling them about me and my family, hobbies, and then I ask them about their family, you know, how long they've been in the military, what they do.
When you send a letter and you don't get a response, do you worry that perhaps the fighter or the troop is deceased at that point?
I do. That is my biggest fear, is that one day, you know, I won't get a response back from somebody that has been writing back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way that I would know, you know, unless they tell somebody, hey, you know, I write to so-and-so, or they send a letter to the site. The Books for Soldiers site is awesome. And if people want to write, they really do need our support, because there's so many listed there of soldiers that receive nothing. Just go to booksforsoldiers.com or anysoldier.com.
Do you have a family of your own? Do you have a husband as well?
Yeah, been married 32 years.
Does he ever get, I hate to say this, but does he ever get jealous?
No.
Over the fact that you spend so much time doing this? Because if you do it on email, I guess you could knock a few of these out in a couple of seconds. But to handwrite letters, got to take a lot of time, no?
It takes a lot of time. I do most of it at night when I'm watching TV. You know, if people say they don't have time, you do have time. You know, it takes 5-10 minutes. You don't even have to write a letter.
Now, when you get a response back from one of the guys in the military that you send a letter to, does that usually spur a return one from you, or do you get, you send one, they send one, and that's it, and you go on to a next one?
Oh, no. I write for their whole deployment.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And do you ever get confused because you're writing to so many different people? I mean, do you remember one guy from another?
I have a journal.
So what are some of the best letters that you've received from some of these soldiers? What kind of comments?
You want me to read you some?
Sure.
I have a lot of them, but I just for the support issue, thank you so much for your letter. It may be hard for you to understand, but it feels good to know that America is still supporting us. There's so much negativity in the media. I'm glad you are not a reporter. There are so many things we are doing here to help the people of Iraq, but only the negative gets reported.
Is your father from the military? Did he spend time in the army?
He was.
What branch was he in?
Air Force Medical.
Okay.
I think.
Well, that's all right. Now, this Sergeant Domko, tell me about him.
He's just awesome. I picked his name. A lot of my guys had gone home, so every time that some leave, I go on to pick new names, and I just happened to pick his name. I believe it was fate for my mom. She just passed away, and they knew how much this meant to me, and honestly, I picked his name right after she died. And
where's he from?
From Texas. So he's stationed in Germany.
Are you spending more time trying to get to Connecticut guys versus people in Texas or anywhere else, or it doesn't matter where you send the emails to?
Oh, I have no idea where they're from until they write back.
What is your position on the war itself? Do you have an opinion on it?
I don't really want to get into that. I don't really support the war, but we do need to support our soldiers.
That's interesting. I mean, that's an unusual take coming from someone that's writing letters to all the troops in Iraq.
No, we really do need to be there, and from what what a couple of my pen pals write, they say that the Iraqi army really is making progress, and they want to learn, and we can't pull out now.
You get very emotional when these soldiers write back to you, and when the mailman comes each day, do you kind of run out to see if there's any letters for you?
I do. Well, my mail lady's my friend, so she knows. that, I mean, even the people at the post office, it's funny. They got to, you know, oh, you only have this many today?
Do you write every night? Or, I mean, do you skip a night? Is there a certain time of the day where you're going to say, I have to send out three or five? What's your objective each day when you do this?
It's probably weekly. You know, I have to make sure I get something out every week or every other week. You know, and when I have the extra money, once I hear back from somebody, then I make it a point to mail like a monthly package. Go out and buy movies or coffee or stuff they ask for. Most don't ask for anything.
And how many of these guys have you had an opportunity to meet either face to face or by telephone?
He was the first one that I met in person.
And where did you go to meet him?
He came to my house. He makes it a point to meet his supporters, him and his wife. And they traveled to New Hampshire first. Then they stopped here. They stayed the night here. Then they were traveling on to California. They were going to do a luncheon with the Books for Soldiers volunteers. And then they're going to Chicago, which is awesome. I wish I could go. He's going to lead sing with Joe Cantofino. He has the 101st Rock Division Band.
Okay.
They actually met when he was on tour. And he said he saw Darren singing in the audience every word, so he had him get up and sing, because he does karaoke.
Okay.
And he had organized country night, karaoke night in Iraq, which was their entertainment on Thursday nights. So Darren's going to lead sing with him at a concert benefit August 4th to the 8th, I believe it is.
Now, do you think that you'll keep in touch with these soldiers once they return and stop fighting and once they get out of combat, or is it just while they're overseas?
No, I have like 15 that I write to now, email mostly, that are out. And they just, you know, keep me posted on what they're doing. And one of them is actually going back in December. He just got out and he has to go back. So he writes too, you know, don't forget me. And they know I'm always here, so.
And how long have you been writing? When was the first letter that you sent out back in the Gulf War? Do you remember how long ago that was?
No, I don't. So 91.
91. So you've been doing this for 15, 16 years?
Yep.
And you've never taken a break? I mean, so it went right from Iraq to, the Gulf War into the latest development in skirmishes?
Yep. Even though the wars don't go on, there's still our presence over there. And there's still a lot of guys over there and girls that are, you know, making our presence known there.
Do you think if the war finally ends and we get into a total peacetime situation that you'll still write to the soldiers even if they're in a non-threatening position?
Yeah, there's still a way. They still need support.
So this is a hobby that you'll continue till your last day then, right?
Right.
Well, it was nice talking with you, and you're a great humanitarian. Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
All right, Janet Centauri. I don't know if I would have the patience to do something like that. But, I mean, it's nice that you can, you know, spend some of your spare time talking to the troops. It's not a war that's very popular. I mean, no war is popular. You know that. I mean, whether you go back to Vietnam, the Gulf War in the early 90s, and this. And it seems like, unless it's a world war, and thank God we haven't had one of those since World War II, the nation, for the most part, not behind the decisions made by presidents. And speaking of presidents, I don't know if this is just a coincidence. The people from the TV shows 24 say it's a coincidence. I don't know how beneficial it's going to be to elect the next president. But ironically, there's going to be a female president in the next era of 24.
Really?
So I guess that means... What's David Palmer's brother is the president now, and he had a stroke, and we don't know if he's going to make it. Evidently, he's going to die, and they're going to have Powers Booth, the crazy power hungry vice president who's taken over last year. He's going to go away, and they're going to get a female to be the next president. Now, yeah, I know it's just a movie and a TV script, but if she does well in the TV show, it might have a certain impact when Hillary Clinton goes to the polls next year. I mean, I know it's a long shot, but people that are looking for an edge or looking for some type of leadership or guidance, because they, a lot of people go into the voting booth and they don't know who they're going to vote for until they actually get there. We're going to say, oh, well, we've had a pretty good woman being president in 24, so therefore Hillary Clinton might make a good president, and I'll push the button for the Democratic
ticket. Dick Cheney was the president for 2 hours over the weekend.
Yeah.
What happened?
The president had a colonoscopy and was knocked out.
So
they had to swear Dick Cheney in because he would be under anesthesia for for an hour, and then an hour for recovery, I guess, half hour pre-op, post-op.
See, now, I always thought that the colonoscopy was kind of a routine deal.
It is.
Well, it can't be that routine if swearing somebody out. You know, I know it's just in case.
It's anesthesia. He was knocked out. So in case a decision had to be made in that
Even if he had a tooth extracted, yeah, it would still be the same thing.
Yeah. If he had anesthesia for the tooth extraction, yes.
I know I got to do it. I know I got to do that. Now that I've turned 40, they tell you that once you turn 40, you're supposed to have this thing done. And I'm waiting a little bit too long. 13 past the hour of 8. In the 9 o'clock hour, Mike Crispino joins us to talk about the gambling probe. Sorry, the gambling fix. Probe is probably the not word to use at this particular point in time. Al Gore's son is in the news. One of the reasons why I've not had children, one of many, is that I don't know how good a father I would be, number one, but number two, you know, what happens if you try your best to be a parent and no matter what you do, they go bad? That's on your conscience. His son charged, let me look at this. I mean, talk about a litany of different things. Oof. Felony drug possession, other charges in connection with a July 4th speeding stop. If you're going to speed, you can't have speed in the car or anything else of that nature. Here are the charges against Little Al. Two felony counts of possession of a controlled substance. Two misdemeanor counts of possession of a controlled substance without a prescription. Possession of marijuana and speeding. He was pulled over in the L.A. area after punishing his poor little Prius. I mean, that's a crime in itself.
Oh, yeah.
100 miles an hour in a Prius?
They say it takes like 45 seconds to get to 0 to 60 in a Prius. How long did it take him to get to 100
miles an hour? That's got to be quite an effort. Authorities now say he had 140 Vicodin pills on him, plus dozens of other prescription drugs, including Xanax, Valium, Soma, and Adderall, the ADD medication, plus a small amount of weed. He faces up to 3 years and 8 months in prison, but he's eligible for a drug diversion program that will allow him to avoid any time behind bars. If he successfully completes it, he'll be arraigned on August 1st. How difficult, and this is, well, I'm asking the room and I'll ask the audience at the same time, and specifically Don Steele, how difficult is it to get pills, prescription pills, without a prescription? I mean, we've heard all kinds of horror stories about doctors.
We just had one last week in Meriden. That doctor has been arrested for writing out prescriptions.
I mean, there's the Chris Benoit type of doctor, and then there are those on the other side, which enforce just about everything. But is there a happy medium? I mean, if you call up a doctor and you say, I'm not feeling well and I need some type of pill, I mean, how many different prescriptions can you get without actually going to a doctor? I'm not talking about...
Can't get a narcotic. You know,
So
we had a guy on the Sunday show yesterday morning. He was addicted to Vicodin back in the 70s, and this was before all of the pharmacies were hooked together by computer.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to just go from doctor to doctor and get Vicodin from this guy, Vicodin from this guy, and so on and so on. But now you can't do that because they're all hooked together. So you can
it's a network.
Yeah, so you can only get what is allowed by the FDA, what they consider the maximum amount.
But once you get the prescription, I mean, don't most prescription bottles say not for reorder or not for refilling?
No refills. Narcotics never have refills.
And yet people can still get new ones just by calling up? Or do they got to get a new prescription?
Doctor.
And narcotics are never filled over the phone. You have to have a prescription
in hand.
Yeah. So, I mean,
they have to keep a narcotics, doctors keep a narcotics log in every office.
And when you go to CVS or someplace like that, I mean, do the pharmacists say, I've seen you here before? Or don't they say, oh, you're back again? I mean, any editorial comments come out from these different people? Where they ask, you know, you're back, they, you know, what are you doing here? I gave you these last week.
Right. If they're suspicious, they'll call your doctors. And,
oh, they will. Right there while you're in the store.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I bet you see a lot of people run out at that particular point
that
in time.
That country star, Mindy McCready, who was just arrested over the weekend for assaulting her mom. She's a pretty famous country star. She was arrested for writing fake Vicodin prescriptions, I think. She stole a prescription pad from a doctor.
Ooh.
And was writing her own prescriptions.
And I guess, you know, from those that have taken it, and I've taken it once, I'm not sure the difference between Vicodin and what is it, Percocet? Are they interchangeable?
They're different levels.
It is, it's a happy drug, let me tell you. You know, it's one of the most fun highs I can ever remember. And, you know, with my type of personality, if I had taken two instead of one, I might not even be here today. I'd be on top of some ride somewhere at Coney Island. 821, it's The Rock. We'll take a phone call and then we'll take a break. Hi, this is Carl. What's up, Carl?
Carrie, sorry.
What's up, Carrie?
Well, I'm just listening to you guys online and or on the radio, and I'm hearing what you guys are talking about as far as prescriptions are concerned with Vicodin and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. I used to work in the medical field, and we had a guy who was running a stint. He is exactly what she described, where he'd go from doctor to doctor to doctor and get prescriptions filled. What it is all these doctors are networked together as well. If they see you in one spot, what they do is they kind of keep an eye out and confidentially discuss it amongst the other doctors to find out if this guy is. And as soon as they find out that this person is actually doing this little scam, they call the pharmacies, and the pharmacies at that point don't call the doctor, they call the police.
Well, it's and plus the fact that most of these companies or most of these people can get the drugs without paying for them because they have medical coverage.
Right, right.
You know, this is one instance where maybe certain type of drugs you should have to pay cash. And this way it would make it a lot harder for you to get them renewed.
Unless you have, like, something very seriously medically wrong with you, I think they overprescribe narcotics on a regular basis, which is ridiculous in no certain terms. I mean, you go in, you have your wisdom teeth removed, and immediately they put you on Vicodin. It's like, all right, well, you know, how many people actually need Vicodin in order to get through a tooth extraction?
Oh, have you ever had wisdom teeth taken out? I have. It's one of the most painful things I've ever gone through.
And I'd like to point out, I did. I had all four done all at once, and I'm telling you, I did not take a single Vicodin.
Well, you had to take something. What'd you take? Advil?
Yep.
Well, you're a stronger man than I, Gunga Din.
Get out of here.
I'm weak.
Get lost.
What can I tell you? I took a lot of oxymoron after I had my wisdom teeth taken out. 821, it's The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
Through on Traffic is brought to you by Shark Cycle. 84 eastbound, you're slow around the Park Road curves, and then again, the Sisson Avenue exit up until the tunnel. 84 west slows down shortly after Governor Street. Running to stop and go on the Bulkley Bridge on through the tunnel. 91 northbound, a tap on the brakes, 27 to 29. 91 south, you hit heavy traffic, 37 down to 36 or so, and then you open up for a bit. And you slow down again at 35, stop and go 34 to the 84 interchange. Route 2 westbound, the usual delays between 8 and 5D, and then again 4 to the 84 merge. Traffic brought to you by SharkCycle.com. With the big summer sale, the 07's got to go to make room for the 08's, which are arriving daily. 11 Willington Avenue, Stafford Springs, and Route 83 in Vernon, Shark Cycle.
The family barbecue.
My ass.
Oh, wait. Wrong barbecue. Wrong family.
I gotta barbecue your handy molasses.
The Rock 106.9 WCCC and Miller Lite are throwing a barbecue at family values. Make sure you lock it to The Rock all this week. You can win passes to the WCCC Eat, Greet, and VIP Seat Barbecue. When the Family Values Tour hits the Dodge this Sunday, you get to hang out at the backstage broadcast. Enjoy a barbecue catered by Hooters.
How do you like your meat?
You will meet the bands and see private, live, acoustic Planet of Sound performances by Korn.
Somebody
Sonic. Then you get to watch the show from the Hooters Party Deck inside the pavilion. The WCCC Eat, Greet, and VIP Seat Barbecue.
Try and cook him down, man. A little barbecue.
It's all from Miller Lite. Good call. Ovation Guitars, hand-built in Connecticut. Hooters. Miles Mangino's Planet of Sound Recording Studio. And the station that really respects family values.
Barbecue.
The Rock 106.9 WCCC.
In a perfect world, there'd always be a parking space right out front. The meter would already be paid, and the meter maid would cheerfully exclaim,
"Don't worry, sir. Park as long as you want. I'll make sure the meter stays full of fresh minute quarters."
Hey, Mike. Wake up. Face reality. Things like that don't happen in real life. Or do they? After all, I do have a local GEICO office nearby, and when I need help with insurance, they give me lots of personal attention. They help make sure I have the right coverage. When I need to make changes to my policy, they can help me with that, and let's not forget all that great GEICO savings. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Life is good.
For a free rate quote, call 860-667-0877 today. That's 860-667-0877. Or visit their local GEICO office at 3153 Berlin Turnpike in Newington.
TX7 and Jiffy Lube present the Dylan Ford Monster Jam. Brought to you by Vance Olivarts and Ford Trucks. Featuring Blue Thunder for the first time ever. F-Force Afterburner. American Guardian. Tom Mix in Maximum Destruction. Dennis Anderson in Gray. Digger and more. Buster spitting pro arena trucks and extreme sports bikes. And kid seats are just $10. Want more value? Adults can save $3 on Saturday's 2 p.m. show with a discount coupon from Advance Auto Parts. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets. The Stafford Motor Speedway box office. Charge at 860-525-4500 or 413-733-2500. Or online at Ticketmaster.com. Tickets subject to convenience and handling charges. Kid seats $10 in schools. Reserve seats. See coupon for restrictions and details. Monster Jam is back this Saturday and Sunday. Stafford Motor Speedway.
For over 65 years, Jeep has traveled over granite and sand, through mud and snow, as one of the most capable SUV brands in the world. And now, Jeep Commander and Grand Cherokee are the number one selling full-size SUV in the Northeast. Liberty is the number one mid-size SUV, and Wrangler is the number one selling small-size SUV. Now, well-qualified returning lessees can get a low-mileage lease on a Jeep Commander Sport for just $269 a month for 27 months with $999 due at signing, tax, title, and license extra. Or choose 0% APR long-term financing. In the Northeast, you go with number one, a true American legend, Jeep. See your Jeep dealer or visit jeep.com/deals. Offer ends 7/31/07. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for lease details. 20 cents per mile charge over 23,625 miles driven. Offer requires dealer participation and lease through Chrysler Financial. Must take retail delivery by 7/31/07. Financing for qualified buyers. Based on registrations of Grand Cherokee Plus Commander calendar year 2006. Based on RL Polk mid and small size calendar year 2006 segment and registration data. Jeep is a registered trademark of Daimler Chrysler.
Are you moto ready? The next generation professional two-way radio communication solution is here. Moto Turbo. More performance, productivity, and value thanks to state-of-the-art digital technology. Moto Turbo's integrated data and enhanced voice communications is ideal for professional organizations that need customizable business-critical communications. No airtime charges or monthly fees.
Wow, no airtime charges or monthly fees?
Clear digital voice communications, easy migration with existing systems, text messaging, and GPS location services are only the tip of what Moto Turbo can do for you. If you're not Moto ready, then Moto Turbo is for you. Call them today at 800-9-RADIO-9. That's 800-9-RADIO-9 and ask for Tony Ambrosina or click on NECOMMSYS. That's NECOMMSYS.com and let New England Communication Systems put the power of Motorola to work for you.
The Rock 106.9 WCCC. Good morning, I'm Don Steele. This is the Weekend Racing Wrap-Up. It is brought to you by Porter & Chester Institute online, porterchester.com, by AA Budget Repair in Ellington, performance lives here, and by New England Communication Systems, now featuring Moto Turbo. A light schedule this week with the Nextel Cup Series taking the week off, so we'll run everything down in both of this morning's reports.
Busch Series.
NASCAR's number two series at Gateway International Raceway in Illinois for their Gateway 250.
Reed Sorensen got the win. Scott Wimmer, the pole sitter, finished second. David Rudiman finished in third. The win putting an end to Sorensen's 61-race Busch Series winless drought. In fact, the last race that he won was this event in 2005.
It's been a long time since we won. We knew we had a good shot coming in here, so everybody on the team was real excited about coming in here, and the car was just dominant all night, so everybody did a great job back at the shop. Juicy Fruit's first win, and hopefully we can get them some more.
Just plain survival, a big key to winning this one, as the race was messy with 9 caution flags. Only 26 of the 44 cars that started were able to finish. Carl Edwards, the point leader and defending champ of this race, led for 7 laps, but he slid high and rubbed the wall with 22 laps to go. Actually, more than a rub, kind of messed up his back end pretty good. He did get back out there, finished 6th, and he continues to hold on to his monstrous lead atop the Busch Series point standings. Edwards now with an 852-point cushion over David Rudiman.
Nextel Cup.
The Cup Series did have the week off, but a Cup note to pass along. Hendrick Motorsports has confirmed that Budweiser will not be the primary sponsor for Dale Jr. come next season. They've been together since 1999. Speculation is that Dale Jr.'s new deal will be with Pepsi. Dale says the split is amicable, and he will continue to keep Budweiser as his personal beer of choice. Locally,
Thompson Motor Speedway.
All those nasty storms that rolled through the area last Thursday canceled the action at the Thompson Motor Speedway. No go there.
Stafford Motor Speedway.
Friday, the show was headlined at Stafford by the SK Modifieds in an extra distance 100-lap event. Woody Pitcat takes the win. Teddy Christopher finished 2nd and Frank Rocco in 3rd. And then in the late model feature, Woody did it again, pulling out the win. Ed Ricard, behind the wheel of our WCCC AA Budget Repair number 77 late model, drove to a 7th-place finish on Friday. In the SK Lights, Alan Provost captured his first career win. Sean Foster got the victory in the limited late models. And in the Dare Stocks, it was Matt Chiarizio celebrating his birthday with his first career win.
Waterford Speed Bowl.
Saturday night down at the Bowl in the SK Modifieds. Sean Monahan passed his brother Diego with 9 laps to go to grab his 2nd win of the season. The win also regains the points lead for Sean. In the late models, Ed Reed Jr. won for the 2nd week in a row. Dwayne Doerr, the victor in the sportsman division. Danny Field in the mini stocks at the Waterford Speed Bowl on Saturday. Weekend racing wrap-up brought to you by Porter & Chester Institute. Hit them up online, porterchester.com, by AA Budget Repair in Ellington. Performance lives here. And by New England Communication Systems, now with Moto Turbo.
Sebastian in the Morning Sports Flash. Here's Pete Lamoureux.
And John Papelbon gets out of a bases loaded, no-out jam in the ninth, and the Sox hang on for an 8-5 victory over Chicago to take 3 out of 4 in the series at Fenway. Manny Ramirez, a 3-run homer in the first. Mike Lowell, a 3-run shot in the 5th to lead the offense. Besides the win, the other good news for Boston, John Lester back on the mound tonight in Cleveland, 11 months after getting diagnosed with cancer. The Yankees stay 7.5 back in the East. They tattoo Tampa 21-4. 6 homers for New York, part of their 25-hit attack. A-Rod, big fly, number 34. Shelley Duncan, a pair of round trippers. Elsewhere, Cleveland over Texas, 8-3. Toronto blank Seattle, 8-0. Baltimore 2, Oakland no score. The Angels over Minnesota, 7-2. Kansas City beat Detroit, 5-2. National League, Mets were 3-41 when trailing after 8 innings before yesterday. New York a run in the 9th, and they score in the 10th on a base hit by Chip Ambriz. They beat Los Angeles 5-4. They take 3 out of 4 in the series and up their lead to 3.5 in the NL East. The St. Louis scores 5 times in the 10th to beat Atlanta 7-2. Philly over San Diego 9-0. They beat Jake Peavy, his 2nd straight loss. Florida over Cincinnati 9-3. Arizona 3, Chicago nothing. Washington on Austin Kearns homer 3-0 over Colorado. And the Giants, without Barry Bonds, beat Milwaukee 7-5. Eastern League, Trenton over the Rockcats 7-5. The Defenders beat New Hampshire 3-2. Padraic Harrington beat Sergio Garcia by 2 shots in a 4-hole aggregate playoff to win the British Open. Another Sunday meltdown and a major for Garcia. He needed a par on 18 to win and just couldn't seal the deal. Alberto Contador with the victory in Stage 4 of Cycling's Tour de France. Michael Rasmussen still leads by 2 minutes 31 seconds. Former NBA ref Tim Donaghy expected to help the Feds as they continue their probe into games that Donaghy ref and gambled on at the same time. That's a check of sports. I'm Pete Lamoureux on The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
Pete Sports brought to you by the Gold Club in Hartford on West Service Road and Groton, minutes from the casinos. head to goldclubgirls.com for more info.
Now, back to Sebastian in the Morning on The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
Sebastian Radio Program, 525 WCCC. What's up, Sean? How are you?
Hey, Sebastian. How are you, sir?
Very good. What kind of pills are you on today?
I'm on Percocets. Been on them for years.
And how much do they cost you? Do you get them all paid for by insurance, or do you have to pay out of pocket?
Well, I'm on Social Security, and on the Social Security prescription drug plan, I pay very little.
And how many do you take a day?
Six.
And what are they for?
Chronic pain.
Yeah, where's the pain?
In my back and in my leg from a motorcycle wreck. I broke my back.
And what happens if you don't take the pills?
You couldn't tell me to have a nice day.
Oh, I could, but you wouldn't listen.
No, you would. I wouldn't be very polite. I'll put it that way.
What are the side benefits by taking these pills? I mean, you're happy all the time?
Absolutely not. They barely touch the pain. I mean, truthfully, they just take the edge off and that's it.
So I guess everybody has a different reaction to pills. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, I have a very high tolerance because I've been on them for so long. And I can't do without them.
And you take six a day. What if you took four or eight? Would that make any difference?
No. And actually, I was on Vicodin before that, and I took eight of those a day.
Well, which did you find more beneficial?
Actually, the Vicodin.
Why?
Over the Percocet. Well, they seem to last longer.
And you're not taking Vicodin anymore? You're taking Percocet?
Yeah. But they took me off the Vicodin and put me on a Duragesic patch. Which was a time-released, activated by body heat. But I learned very quickly that if you went out in the sun, that you got an overdose.
and you're going to be taking these for life then, huh? All from a motorcycle accident? Were you wearing a helmet?
No.
Why?
Because I was an idiot, a young kid.
I mean, did you hurt your head, too, or just your back?
No, I hurt my head, too. I was in a coma for 3 days. I got a small steel plate in my head, and I broke my back, broke my leg, punctured my lung, and my kidney.
I don't know what I can say about it. Well, you're alive. That's the most important thing, right?
Absolutely. But my brother was killed 3 years ago in the same thing.
Well, have a great day. I appreciate the call. Yeah, that's not good.
Long-term use of those type of medications leads to liver and kidney damage. Your body is not built to filter out acetaminophen levels like that.
Michelle from Torrington. What's up, Michelle?
Oh, not so much. How are you?
Good. You on drugs?
I'm not, but I was.
What kind of pills were you taking?
Vicodin.
For what?
I have an unknown autoimmune disease.
All right.
So I was on them for many years.
Well, how'd you get off it?
I got sick of it. I just got sick of it. I wanted my life back.
So it takes over you that much?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, I was in a lot of pain. I've been hospitalized and a bunch of things. I was in Johns Hopkins for a week. But I just had a comment to say is they do give you refills on Vicodin. And I think that our medical industry and the prescriptions, the doctors, basically anybody could get pain pills, and it's a really big problem.
What do you? How many were you taking, and how were you able to get refills without the prescription?
Oh, because I was on it chronically. They just give you, the Vicodin plus, two refills or three refills.
Well, what happens after the two or three refills are over? Then do you have to
then
go back?
You have to go back to the doctor and get it again.
Now, does the doctor examine you after you take two or three bottles to see if there's been any improvement, or do you just say, I'm still in pain, I want more?
Basically, I didn't even have to say that. They just handed it to me.
And do you get happy when you take those things?
Well, yeah, I think it does different things to different people, but you're definitely, It's a happy pill.
You got any left? Do you want to send through the mail? I appreciate that. I'm looking to get happy. Monday's not my best day. Hello, Jason. How are you?
Not bad.
What are you taking?
Currently, I'm on Fioricil with codeine.
Fioricil?
Fioricet.
Fioricet. And what exactly is that?
It's a headache medication. It has barbiturates and codeine with it.
Oh, my. And this is for what? Just a routine headache? Or?
They usually go for tension headaches and migraines.
Have you ever thought about trying to get rid of the tension or eliminate some things out of your life that could be giving you these headaches?
Well, my headaches, they came from a head injury.
Oh, from another? And were you on a bike, too?
No, I was hurt at work.
What kind of injury?
Head injury. I can't go into details. I'm still going through the settlement.
So this is in litigation as we speak?
Yes.
And you're still taking these things now or no?
Every day.
How many?
Anywhere from 2 to 4.
Now, who determines the number? The doctor tells you 2 to 4 and you just go along with it?
They tell me take them as needed.
Yeah, well, that could be a lot then.
Well, if I don't take the medication, I end up in the emergency room.
And what happens if you take more than 4?
You're pretty much limited to 6 a day. That's like the maximum dosage.
Are you working now, or just you're still in recovery mode?
Still in recovery.
How long before you get back to work, do you think?
They don't seem to think that I'll be going back to the work that I was doing.
So a different type of field is in order once you fully heal?
More than likely. I was a commercial truck driver.
Okay, and
you don't want him.
No, commercial truck driver and pills doesn't seem like a good match. Well, hello, Kelly. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How are you feeling?
I'm okay.
What? How many drugs are you on now? This is Don Steele's wife, who's generally not a portion of the program. But I, what the hell? We can make an exception, right?
Yeah.
What are you? Are you happy today?
No.
No.
I'm never happy.
Well, I'm married to Don. Do you have good days and bad, or
yes, I have good days and bad days.
Do you know in advance when they're coming?
No, I don't.
What does the weather affect how you feel?
Yes, it does.
It does?
Yes.
Do you think that maybe because of that, you could probably get a job at one of these local TV stations and predict when it's going to rain?
I wish.
How many are you taking each day?
Oh, well, I'm on 2 different kinds of drugs. I'm on Oxycontin and Oxycodone.
Yeah. Now, what's the difference between the two?
One's a 12-hour time release.
Yeah.
And one I take in between.
And how do they interact?
Well, I mean, the 12-hour time release thing keeps me going. It keeps the pain away. And then the in between one it's like a breakaway thing. It's hard to explain. It's supposed to help keep the pain from coming in, I guess.
Well, the last couple of times I've seen you, you've seemed like you've come a long way since this initial incident happened. I mean,
I have.
What are you out of the wheelchair almost all the time now, or do you still use it from time to time?
I do use it for long distances.
Yeah.
But other than that, for short distances, I walk a lot better than I have. Yes.
What happens
it's
if
been
you,
a year?
What happens if you go through a day without taking anything? Have you tried that to see if you could just gut it
no
out?
Way.
No
there's
way.
Absolutely no way.
And do you have you ever had the tendency to abuse the medication that they're giving you?
Never.
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 Do you,
absolutely not.
How many do you count the pills to make sure they're all in the bottle?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because you do know that you live with someone that probably steals a few of these off you when you're not looking.
No.
All right, appreciate it. Hope you feel better. It's 8:42. We'll come back with more of your phone calls. Mike Crispino in the 9 o'clock hour. Abusing prescription medication. I didn't know it was as rampant as it seems to be. 525 WCCC. We'll be right back.
The Rock and Miller Lite are throwing a barbecue at Family Values. Listen to The Rock all this week. Get yourself passes to the Eat, Greet, and VIP Seat Barbecue when the Family Values Tour hits the New England Dodge Music Center in Hartford on Sunday the 29th. You're going to hang out in our backstage broadcast area. Enjoy a barbecue. Carried there by Hooters. You get to meet the bands and see a private live acoustic Planet of Sound performance by Korn, Hell Yeah, Flyleaf, and Neurosonic. Then you're going to get to watch the show from the Hooters party deck inside the pavilion. It's all from Miller Lite. Good call. Ovation Guitars, hand-built in Connecticut. Hooters, Miles Mangino's Planet of Sound recording studio. And of course, your only Family Value station, The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
Sebastian in the Morning brought to you in part by AT&T. More bars in more places. That's what you can expect from the new AT&T. Singular's name is now AT&T, your world delivered. Also brought to you by AA Budget Repair in Ellington, 875-0542. Performance lives here.
If you want to plan for the future, we can help your dreams come true. A degree that gets you the right job, it's affordable and easy for you.
As Nuntuck Community College in Enfield can be the place where you start making your dreams come true this year.
It worked for Ashley McMahon.
As Nuntuck is a great place to come because everyone here is so helpful and they're all about the students here, and you're actually a person here, you're not a number.
Fall term at As Nuntuck starts Wednesday, August 29th. You can see the complete fall class schedule online now. Just Google As Nuntuck or call 253-3027 for more information. Advisors are available to help with course selection.
I was able to transfer to Central Connecticut with 64 credits, which is a lot higher than most transfer students go in with.
Nuntuck Community College, a college so close it can take you so far. Nuntuck Community College.
Summer's here, and that means spending lots of time with family and friends.
Can I have another hot dog, please?
Hey, slow down there, Michael. That's your third one. You know, with this crowd to look after, I don't have time to worry about the high cost of energy. So I'm determining my own energy future. I become a summer saver.
The Summer Saver Rewards Program, managed by Connecticut Light and Power and United Illuminating, can help you save money on energy. Now through September 30th, reduce your electric use by at least 10% compared to last summer and get credit on the bill generation charge of your November electric bill. You can save 10, 15, even 20%. With programs from the Connecticut Energy Efficiency Fund, it's easy to save energy and money. Call 1-877-WISE-USE to enroll today.
You should become a summer saver. Your energy future is in your hands.
Log on, learn more, lower your energy bills. Visit ctenergyinfo.com. Certain restrictions apply. Contact your utility company for details. This ad paid for by CLNP and UI customers.
It's Twisted Tea Tasting Time.
Join the girls of the rock for TSI Harley Davidson Night tonight at New Britain Stadium with the New Britain Rock Cats from 5:30 to 7:30 for a Twisted Tea Tasting at the Samuel Adams Rooftop Grill. Sample delicious flavors like original Twisted Tea and new Twisted Tea Light. Win great Twisted Tea prizes. That's from 5:30 to 7:30 tonight with the girls of the rock at New Britain Stadium with the New Britain Rock Cats. Twisted Tea. True iced tea taste in a hard iced tea. Be a little twisted.
There's absolutely nothing better than an Italian meal made from scratch. Even if you're not Italian, or even if you are, you probably love it when mom or grandma or friends or family invite you over for one of their gourmet Italian feasts. You know what? You don't have to wait to get invited anymore, because the Italian feast is opening up in Higginum, of all places. Yes, they actually have restaurants there. Giuliani's Bella Cucina. All those local Italian pizzeria joints pale in comparison to Giuliani's Bella Cucina. And if you don't believe me, check them out next Monday for the grand opening and find out for yourself. Melanie, who owns this place, has told me that the pizza you get at her authentic Bella Cucina place is as good, if not better, than Pepe's.
Wow.
Now, it's quite a statement. There's only one way you're going to know if she's telling the truth, and that's to stop by. It's a fabulous looking place. It took almost 8 or 10 years to get all the zoning stuff. I mean, when you have a small town, people object if you open up a business. Oh, I don't know, over there, maybe you should try it in that neighborhood. You can't have these colors outside. You can't do this, you can't do that. Well, the hard work, sweat, and it's all done and ready to go. Check them out. Let me know how you like it. Giuliani's Bella Cucina. They'll be cooking all of their food from scratch, including brick oven pizza. Not that Greek crap. Panini, soup, salads, Italian pastries, and Italian to-go specialties. Even Italian coffee and espresso. So stop by a week from today, Route 9, Exit 9. Easy to remember. Take a right on the corner of Route 81, and you are there. Giuliani's Bella Cucina, Italian deli and brick oven pizza. Feast your eyes, fuel your appetite, next Monday.
Listen, when we get to the mall, you should buy me shoes.
Why should I buy you shoes?
Because you're one of those Toyota people. Smart, good with money, and you just leased your new Corolla for $169 a month. Or you could have even gotten $750 cash back.
So?
So, with the Corolla, you're also saving a ton on gas. What's this thing get anyway?
Actually, it's rated at 41 miles per gallon.
Exactly my point. Between that, the savings, and Corolla's low cost of ownership, I know you have money left over.
So why should I give it to you?
It's how the universe achieves balance. You're the responsible yin to my frivolous yang. You need me.
I do?
Without me, you wouldn't be the smart one.
Toyota, a smart way to keep moving forward.
Frivolous yang.
Lease on new 2007 Corolla CE model for 36 months with $19.99 to its signing, plus taxes and fees. On approved credit, security deposit waived. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for lease details. Cash back on new 2007 Corolla from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. Varies by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 7/31/07. 2007 EPA highway estimate for Corolla with 5-speed manual transmission. Actual mileage may vary.
Don't you just love a nice, quiet summer day?
Not really.
Three of Hartford's biggest bars, Upper on the Rocks, Coaches 06, and Envy, give you the Allen Street Music Festival.
Summertime party in the street. Yeah!
Upper on the Rocks, Coaches 06, and Envy bring it to you on Friday, August 3rd with The Rock. It's sponsored by Bud Light. Always worth it. Doors open at 5, no cover till 7. There'll be happy hour with Jamie and the Junk Show, followed by Jediah, Federal Bison, and the Kenny Mailer Band, along with their CD release party. There'll be rooftop DJs between bands. Games, prizes, like ring the bell for all you strong men or women.
Oh, hold on. Stop the music.
Foxy boxing? Hot chicks actually boxing? Inside a ring?
That's right, baby. It'll be a knockout.
Oh, I don't have any teeth left.
Upper on the Rocks, Coaches 06 and Envy present the Allen Street Music Festival with The Rock 106.9 WCCC. Friday, August 3rd, sponsored by Bud Light. Always worth it.
WCCC weather, mostly cloudy with showers and a few periods of rain likely today. High 73, 64 at The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
Weather brought to you by Choice Hotels. Now, Econo Lodge by Choice Hotels gives you free Wi-Fi internet hotspots so you can surf the net, stay in touch with family and friends, or check in with the office. Visit choicehotels.com for details.
And now, random news. Here's Mary Scanlon.
An underage drunk driver from Cheshire was arrested this past Saturday after crashing his car into the drive-thru at McDonald's. Police have charged 18-year-old Brett Pallotto with driving while intoxicated, interfering with an officer, and possession of alcohol by a minor. The car did cause considerable damage to the building, but you're in luck. McDonald's will remain open in business. He drove right into the drive-thru.
Get his order filled or not?
The Transportation Security Administration is finally starting to figure it out. Airport security so busy looking through your carry-on for lighters, water bottle containers, or more than 3 ounces of breast milk, they're forgetting to look for bombs. Starting next month, though, the TSA is lifting the ban on lighters. As of August 4th, you'll be able to bring disposable lighters like Bic or refillable ones like Zippo's through security and back onto a plane. You can't bring those torch-style ones since they have hotter flames.
Hey, a fire's a fire. I mean,
yeah, really. What's the difference? Well, fuse is lit.
That's not a good idea. I mean, so many people decided that they wouldn't fly after 9/11.
Yeah.
And just when you think you might want to convince them to go back on the plane, They let the terrorists go on now with these. This is not good.
Well, according to the TSA, they've been seizing more than 22,000 lighters a day. Every single day, 22,000 lighters. Keeping Bic in business, baby.
So they don't want to be bothered with the checkpoints, and now this way they'll just say, oh, go do it. We're sick of checking for
them. And then additionally, they spend at least $4 million a year to dispose of the 22,000 lighters a day that they collect.
Well, what are the people trying to get the lighters on the plane for? They're not able to smoke.
I always thought.
And, until you leave or when you get to the next airport, you want to. So you buy one in the airport.
As a smoker, I always thought that they should have like a give a penny, take a penny kind of thing. Like leave a lighter, take a lighter. So when you get out of security, you can just grab a lighter.
That's not a bad idea.
You know? Yeah. I mean, it would just be easier that way.
That would work very well.
Give a lighter, take a lighter. It's a new program, TSA. Listen up. Here's a crazy story. Kelsey Beatty and Kirsten Watcheter say they were trying to get their bearings. They were lost in Madison County, Indiana, this past Saturday night. So what they did was they pulled their car over and pulled into a driveway to get off of the main thoroughfare to get on their cell phones to figure out where they were going. Well, that's when moments later, a man shot at their car. Yeah. Police arrested Bobby Eden on suspicion he fired a 12-gauge shotgun at the two teenage girls who were lost in the middle of the night. They had gotten lost while traveling to their friend's house. They pulled into the driveway, used their cell phone to ask for directions, and that's when they heard the gunshots. They actually, one of the girls got hit in the arm, and the car was pretty badly damaged. They backed out of the driveway fairly quickly after that, drove down the road and called police. Bobby Eden also called 911. In his 911 call, he says he fired the shotgun in the air after they revved the engine and started towards him. The teens met the police at a gas station 3 miles away from his home. They arrested Bobby Eden on charges of battery with a deadly weapon and criminal mischief. The pellet struck the girl in the arm as well as doing damage to the front end of her motor vehicle. Well, that just goes to show you, don't pull in anybody's driveway. You gotta make a quick turnaround. Size doesn't matter. Last week, one-year-old Booker West was playing around in his grandparents' backyard in Masonville. It's in northern Colorado. His parents were watching, but they weren't watching close enough because there was a rattlesnake coming up to the one-year-old boy. Fortunately, a 5-pound chihuahua named Zoe noticed. And just as the rattlesnake rattled and struck, Zoe jumped between the snake and Booker and took the bites for the child. She had to go to the vet. Things looked pretty bad for a while, but they were able to get all the poison out of the 5-pound puppy. So we fought through and survived. Denise Long, Zoe's owner and Booker's grandmother, says to reporter, these little dogs don't get the credit that they deserve. That's your random news. I'm Mary Scanlon.
855. What's up, Charlie? How are you?
Hey, how are you, Sebastian?
Good, thank you. What are you on?
I'm outside the parking lot at work. I'm from Southwick. I was on OxyContin for a long time.
How long's a long time? Years?
A couple of years.
Are you addicted?
I'd say yes. I haven't taken them in a long time, but I guarantee if somebody passed one by me, I'd say, oh, yeah, hey, I'll take that.
So if you took one, would you have to take another, or could you just take one and that would be the end of it?
They get such a grip on you, Sebastian. I finally stopped. I was going to pain management.
Okay. What exactly is that? Is that like a...
Pain management, it used to be, when my father went to pain, we both had the same exact discs operated on. When he went to pain management, it was exercise, treadmill.
Oh, I mean, I thought it would be like Alcoholics Anonymous, where people just talk and stuff. Do they do any of that?
No. When I went, it was, does it still hurt? Yes. Okay, well, let me give you this steroid shot directly into your spine.
Ooh.
And then they'd say, okay, now here's your script for OxyContin.
And what did you, what were you taking them for? What happened to you?
I have 3 herniated discs in my back, or in my spine. 2 of them ruptured. The 2 in my lower back ruptured, and they both got operated on. And I still have a cervical, C5-6, that's herniated, and it's probably ruptured now because I've been getting a lot of neck pain lately.
Can you exercise in any way?
Sort of. I try, but it's you just turn the wrong way, and it's like whoa.
So you can't run or jog or do anything like that.
Nothing that puts a lot of shock on my spine. I'm missing half my discs in both of those locations.
And was this from an injury? I mean, an accident of some kind.
Well, I used to be a jet mechanic and lifting a lot of heavy stuff. And actually, one time I was holding my son, and I went to turn the light off going down the stairs. And my heels and my work boots locked on the top stair, and I fell down the stairs.
Oof.
And I did this crazy spin move. I landed on my back, head first down the stairs, with my son on my chest.
So you were just trying to save
him. Yeah. But it really screwed me up.
And when's the last time you've had one?
Last time I had one, I finally said, you know what, I've had enough, and I just quit. That was, a year ago.
You're not taking anything, even aspirin or nothing?
No, I don't want to take anything because the damage that my liver's probably sustained already, the last thing I want to do is start pounding all kinds of Tylenol or aspirin. I
appreciate
like
it. Good luck to you. Thanks for the call. 856, here is Pete John from Waterford. Or no, that's not Waterford.
Vermont.
Man. What's up, John?
Not too fast with this, Sebastian.
Not too much. What do you got?
About 2 years ago, I've only been hooked for like 2 years, and I'm still hooked right now. I went on a program and everything. The first thing I started was I had to get some teeth surgery done. I had my front teeth replaced.
Yep.
And the doctor put me on Perk 5, and the pain was unbearable for like a good 2 weeks. So he upped it up to Perk 10s, and then I started taking those for, he kept me on those for about 4 months.
How addicting are they?
Oh, it's incredible, Brad. You don't even know. It's worse than smoking cigarettes.
Do you still take them?
Yeah, I went to a program called the Suboxone program to get off them because it was starting to ruin my life, everything. It took over my business. It took over my family, everything.
And when's the last time you had one?
crazy.
Well, we lost it. We'll take some more phone calls in a sec. It's 8:55. Mike Crispino in the 9 o'clock hour. It's The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
Run through on traffic brought to you by the Windsor Locks Federal Credit Union. Nothing unusual going on. Traffic volume decreasing nicely throughout the area. Traffic brought to you by the Windsor Locks Federal Credit Union, part of the Shared Branching Program. Check WLFCU.com and click on the swirl to find participating branches near you.
My friends will tell you, I really love to talk and save money. That's why I love Cox Digital Telephone. See, it's the same great phone service you're used to, with call waiting, caller ID, and voicemail, but for way less than you're paying now. And switching to Cox is easy. You can even keep your number, and you don't need a new phone. Plus, when I bundled my Cox Digital Telephone with Cox Digital Cable and Cox High-Speed Internet, I saved even more. So, say goodbye to your old phone company. Call and switch your home phone service to Cox today.
Call today to get Cox Digital Telephone for just $9.95 a month for 1 year, along with your choice of unlimited in-state calling or free caller ID. To order, call Cox Communications at 1-800-731-3041.
Cox Communications, your friend in the digital age.
Limited time offer for residential customers in Cox wired serviceable areas. Equipment rental required for digital cable and internet. Telephone service provided by Cox Telecom Connecticut. Other restrictions apply.
If you're into cars and think you can't make a career out of it, you're wrong. There's over 137 million cars on the road today, and every one of them will need to be serviced. Numbers like that mean job security and huge opportunities for trained automotive technicians. Porter & Chester Institute's Automotive Technology Program can give you the right tools to work on some of the hottest cars out there, like BMW and Lexus. Do you want to work at a high-end automotive facility or even own your own business someday? Porter & Chester can give you a great start. If you want to make a sweet living working on today's cars, call Porter & Chester at 1-800-870-6789 or check them out online at porterchester.com. Porter & Chester campuses are located in Weathersfield, Watertown, Enfield, and Stratford, with an affiliate location in Brantford. There's also locations in Chicopee and Westboro, Massachusetts. Make the call and get the training online at porterchester.com or call them at 1-800-870-6789. Not all programs are offered at all locations.
Check out Porter & Chester's Spring Open House at any one of their seven locations on April 5th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
This darn tree is driving me crazy.
This tree has been here forever, and it gives the house a lot of shade.
Yeah, but every time I mow the lawn, I find sticks and branches all over the place. Not to mention the leaf nightmare I have every fall.
Well, now that you mention it, there are a few branches that look dead.
Ah! Look out!
The house is ruined.
You've heard the expression, a day late and a dollar short. If you have trees in your yard, don't hesitate to call Property Maintenance. 242-4411. 242-4411. Total Property Maintenance can let you know what trees need to be removed. You might have a tree interfering with your driveway, your sidewalk, or foundation. Maybe just several trees that no longer blossom. Don't do it yourself. Call Total Property Maintenance. 242-4411. And let a professional take care of it. 242-4411 or online at treebegone.com. 242-4411 or click on treebegone.com. Connecticut's own condomclub.com, featured in Stuff Magazine's August issue as one of the coolest sites online. See for yourself. Pick up this month's Stuff Magazine, and also be sure to visit condomclub.com for custom labeled condoms, as well as discreet shipping on Trojan, Lifestyle, Durex, Kimono, and Spiral, glow-in-the-dark condoms, condoms with warming sensations, the Screaming O vibrating condom, condoms designed to prolong lovemaking, ribbed condoms, large condoms, snug fit condoms. No matter what you like, there's a condom for you at condomclub.com. There's also free shipping on all orders, and you'll save a lot of money from what you'd pay in a store. It's no wonder Stuff Magazine recommends to their readers across the country to go to condomclub.com. So log on to condomclub.com right now for everything condoms, and there's some great lubricants too. Condomclub.com. Even Stuff Magazine says it just makes sense.
More of Sebastian in the Morning is coming up on The Rock, 106.9, WCCC-FM, Hartford.
The legend of Murphy and Scarletti's continues.
I heard Murphy and Scarletti were a world-class tap dance duo.
I heard they were Spain's only tag team bullfighters.
Olay!
Which one?
Scarletti's true.
To find out, go to Murphy and Scarletti's, 270 Farmington Avenue in the Exchange in Farmington. Drop in, play some pool, grab a bite to eat, or catch your favorite game. Every Saturday night, enjoy a $2 Miller Lite bottle for Saturday Night Live with the best bands around. Check out MurphyandScarletti's.com.
Saturday night, don't miss Weird Uncle.
Spanning the globe to bring you a constant variety of beer drinking and sports. This is All Stars, Wide World of Sports.
Hello and welcome to All Stars in Manchester, where every Friday night the best local bands take to the stage. You can enjoy Miller Lite bottles for just $2. Every Friday night at the best sports bar around, All Stars in Manchester.
Friday night, don't miss Equinox.
What's going on here? What's going on?
The little man knows all.
WCCC.
What the hell's going on?
What the hell is going on?
What the hell is going on?
Here we go.
Here's what the hell's going on Monday, July 23rd, 2007. Pig's Eye Pub, Hartford. $2 drafts, all 18 brews, including Guinness, the Pavilion, Old Line, Jamie's Junk Show, and concert tickets from Budweiser. Brannigan, Southington, Hospitality Night with Dollar Pints, Zen Bar, Farmington, Zen Karaoke with 30,000 songs, and free pizza. Airport Road Cafe, Hartford, Dollar Ponies, and have lunch with Tracy. Harper Park, Middletown, Smokehouse from 7 to 11, Sully's Pub, Hartford, an evening for songwriters and free happy hour pizza. The Voo, Plainville, Pound and Pitcher Night, get a pound of wings and a pitcher, $8. Bumpers Billiards, Vernon, $2 Coronas. And a Texas Hold'em tournament. Ultimate Billiards, Berlin. Daily lunch specials and $2 Bud Pines. Albert's Riverside, Windsor. Open mic jam night with $2 Heinekens. McKinnon's Irish Pub. Hartford Karaoke and sing the mystery song to win $50. Adams Mill, Manchester. Dollar off happy hour drinks and a complimentary buffet. Rookies, Cromwell. Kitchens open till midnight. Cahoots East Hartford, Mundane Monday with buy one, get one apps till 7. Sunset Ribs, Waterford, DJ Dan from 6 to 10. City Sports Grill, Bristol, Monday night karaoke with 225 Bud Light bottles. Poorhouse, Hartford, free pool and all drafts just $2. Check out all our events online at the all-new WCCC.com, where you can also hear The Rock streaming live.
Sebastian in the Morning brought to you in part by Canton Transmission and Auto Repair. With summer traveling on the schedule, don't get stuck on the side of the road. Be prepared. Call Canton Transmission and Auto Repair, 693-0717, 693-0717.
Now, back to Sebastian in the Morning on The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
This is not like 100. What'd you expect? 905. Here's Tommy from Tommy, North Haven, New Haven. Hello, Tommy. How are you?
How you doing, Sebastian? What's going on?
Good, thanks. What are you on?
Oh, God. What am I on? 90 milligrams of methadone. Ew. Percocet off of my knee pain.
Methadone?
Methadone, yep. I got it through pain management, and I'm going to... The main reason why I'm calling... Is the problem all started with this pain management stuff is when you lost the Vioxx. When you lost Vioxx and Celebrex.
Okay.
That's when these pain management places started giving out all the narcotics.
And how many different pills do you take a day?
That's it. Just those two.
How many?
That's enough.
90 milligrams, that's close to what, 9 pills a day?
And what kind of accident did you have requiring these pills?
I had knee surgery. I have to go for a knee replacement, but I'm too young.
How old are you?
So, I'm 45.
25?
45.
Oh, 45 or 25?
45.
Okay, and what happened to your knee?
I had an accident at work.
You know, there's too many of these jobs where people are getting injured. So,
yep.
I mean, when you get into different livelihoods, do you ever think about... the potential damage that can happen when you take a certain type of job? What kind of job were you in?
I can't really talk.
Another
about,
one?
Well, it was a tractor trailer job.
Okay. I mean, and what are the chances of you getting hurt on the job? Fair, high, low, what?
They're very high.
I mean,
accident-wise, it wasn't an accident, but it actually happened at the terminal I was at.
Yeah.
Where I slipped and fell, but...
Whatever happened to being a school teacher? Man, you know, I used to. I used to make fun of school teachers. I'm not going to do that anymore. At least they don't get hurt when they go to work and have to use all kinds of pills. Jeez, when my parents told me make a living with your head instead of your hands, maybe they had something there. Here is, hi, who's this? Mike.
Mike, hello.
Yes, Mike.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
What's up?
I was in a fire at work.
Mm-hmm.
Explosion, the year 2000. And I was on both loads of pain medicine. And I was just calling. I heard people talking about addictions.
What were you taking?
80 milligram OxyContin. Oh. A day.
80 milligrams.
880
milligrams.
880 milligrams?
880 milligram tablets. Oh, 880 milligram tablets.
640.
Plus, I was taking 8 morphine lollipops.
Oh, he was
called Actique lollipops.
Are you still taking these things?
No, I flushed them down the toilet. It was a year of Thanksgiving. Just because I lost my part of my lungs in the fire.
Oh, my God.
And I knew I was just really sick and looked in the mirror. I worked on the railroad. I was a conductor. So you get to see, you know, junkies and, you know, 1 minute it's a junkie, next minute it's a CEO. But I looked at myself and I said, you know, you look like a 125th Street smack junkie.
And you're off all of this stuff now?
Yep. I didn't go to rehab. The doctor told me I physically couldn't do it.
Do you take anything to help you breathe?
Nothing.
Nothing?
It took me 5 weeks to get off the stuff.
Well, I wish you well. Man, I don't feel so bad anymore.
Yeah. Lost part of his lung due to an explosion at work, yeah.
I mean, I had Monday blues when I was driving in this morning, which we all get from time to time. I feel a hell of a lot better. Mm-hmm. All you need is a frame of reference from time to time. 10 after 9, I want to talk a little bit now about, and I'm sorry for sounding so misinformed, but who is Harry Potter? Now,
He's a boy wizard.
Well, I understand that part, but why is there such a fever going on for a book? Now, this primarily is sold to teenagers, correct? Even though adults read this stuff, the reason why they're selling so many books is that 13 and 14-year-olds are running to Borders and everything else to buy out every copy of this stuff?
Younger than that.
12? I mean,
I'm 9.
Who is it gauged for? What's their target demographic when they write this stuff?
I don't have a single clue. I don't know if they even have one. It's so huge and so big. It runs the gamut.
I mean, the nice thing about buying a book is that you should never have to buy a book that there's a mad rush for. It's just crazy. Now, they make movies out of this thing. I was talking to Jen about this before the show started, and I was trying to ask her, was there ever a movie that turned into a book instead of the other way around? I mean, if some book comes out, you read it, then for some reason you want to go see it in a movie. I can't think of too many others. The Da Vinci Code, from what I'm told, is much better book than it is a movie. The movie was just absolutely awful.
The same thing with Harry Potter. You can't read the book and then expect to like the movie. But if you just like going to the movies, don't read the book. Go to the movie.
In the U.S. alone, the book moved 8.3 million copies in the first official 24 hours on the shelf. That's an average of 300,000 copies per hour and more than 5,000 per minute. And it doesn't even tell you how to make money. That's the one thing that I don't understand. I thought all books had some kind of, you know, there's a moral or there's a reason why you want to go. I was looking at the bestsellers yesterday in the New York Times bestsellers, the fiction and nonfiction. They don't tell you from the number of copies sold what sells more, nonfiction or fiction, in terms of the actual overall sales of the book. My good friend Kevin Trudeau, I know you think he's a nutcase, but he's back on the New York Times top 10 bestsellers list on the things that they don't want you to know, the weight loss program. But Harry Potter, is just one of the most unbelievable. And they review this, and Harry Potter 6 is not as good as Harry Potter 2. And how often do they do it? Is this thing ever going to end? I mean, this is a frenzy that's been going on for how many years? It's a long time. They ship millions and millions of copies to the bookstores, and before you can go down there and get them, they're all sold out. At least it's something constructive to give to children so they can do something other than getting themselves in trouble or taking their parents' OxyContin.
I'm very excited about kids taking a great interest in finding a passion for reading again. It's fantastic.
Is there anything
big
else?
Books. They don't look easy to read. I mean, won't read
it. But besides Harry Potter, there are too many other books that kids are clamoring for.
Lemony Snicket, The Series of Unfortunate Events. That says pretty well.
As a kid, I don't think I ever read a book unless I was forced to during school. Once the school year ended, and this just seems like an odd time, or do they think that more books will be sold during the summertime because kids don't have as many things to do? I mean, school is coming back in about another month or so. I don't want to be spending my summers reading some stupid book.
My sister took my 12-year-old niece to the midnight opening for the Harry Potter.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's like going to midnight mass.
She said there were people dressed up in costumes. Oh, it was crazy. God. Barnes & Noble, right? Glastonbury.
Hello, Mike. What's going on?
How you doing?
All right.
Just a little bit of information I heard you ask earlier. Actually, Poltergeist was made after the movie came out, the book.
So the movie came first and then the book?
Yeah, they had them write it in conjunction so they could make more money off of it.
It just seems like, once you've seen a movie, you've pretty much incorporated everything into your psyche. Why would you now want to take the non-lazy route and read what you've already seen?
I guess the way they said that it happened was they wanted just to make more money off of it because it was already a big hit in reviews just with the critics.
Do you read books on a regular basis or just once in a while?
Every once in a while.
What's the last book you read?
The Da Vinci Code.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah, actually. I wasn't a fan of the book after I did see the movie, though.
The movie was atrocious. And you liked it?
I thought it was better than the book.
It wasn't as good as The Punisher. That much I can tell you. The Punisher.
Or Marked for Death.
I mean, the Punisher was an hour and a half of nonstop killing. Da Vinci Code had too many twists and turns and boring spots.
Thinking.
If you have to go to the concession stand more than twice, you know you're in a lousy movie. And that the Da Vinci Code I would have to put on the top of the list. 9:15, so Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows broke the book sales record.
Of ever any book, I think.
It's incredible. Wow. 24 hours on the shelf.
Yeah.
I did read a book on my last vacation, I'm kind of proud to say. And it wasn't porn. It wasn't Variations. It wasn't a Jimmy Smoke Shop book. I'm overdue for one of those. It was a book I read out in Montana about an alcohol and fire, what is it, ATF agent,
mm-hmm.
who went up into the woods of California with a posse of people to seek out this guy that had killed people up in the Badlands of California. It was a riveting book. But, I mean, it's not often.
You like true crime stories.
Anything regarding true crime. But I haven't...
Well, those are all nonfiction.
Right. Nonfiction books.
Fan.
No, I can't. I just don't have the patience for it. I gotta think that there's something going on in real life that affects me in some way, shape, or form to read a book. Novels, they just don't make it for me. 18 past 8, Mike Crispino is up next. Here's a novel worth discussing. The Donaghy story. Did I pronounce his name right?
Yeah, Donaghy.
Donaghy. Now he's next on The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
Sebastian in the Morning brought to you in part by Hooters, where there's always something happening. The coldest beer, spicy wings, and the hottest world-famous Hooters girls. Hooters, Manchester, and Wethersfield.
Age 1 in WCCC's New Rock Testament. In the beginning of time, God created the Garden of New Rock.
Your name is Adam.
What am I supposed to do? You can't leave me here alone and naked.
Then I give you a woman. Whatever you do, don't pick new rock from the tree.
But...
Nice butt.
Shut up,
Wow, look at all the new rock all over that tree.
No, 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 he said don't pick the new rock.
But it looks so good.
New rock on WCCC.
Ozzy, not going away. Evans Blue, The Pursuit. Kill Switch Engage, The Arms of Sorrow. It's no sin to crank up new rock. Give in to the temptation.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good job, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, basically, I help people save money, don't I? Like, I tell people they can save hundreds by switching to Geico. They go to geico.com, maybe save all this money on car insurance, and then...